A reading from the Holy Gospel, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What's written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You've answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal and took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I've given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Did I just hear someone say, "Oh, that parable, again?" I've heard it so many times, you say, same old parable. But it isn't the same old parable, is it? No matter how many times we've heard it, it is God's word, after all. It never grows old, stale, or predictable, nor do our lives, always changing. We constantly find ourselves in new situations, when the story of the Samaritan has a fresh chance to speak something new to us, right now. Let's give a quick look at the details. Perhaps we know them already. The Samaritans and the Jews were from the same roots. They observed the law of Moses, but they had split up a long time before Jesus, 8 centuries before Christ, over religious matters and despicable deeds and insults thrown at one another. Eventually, after the affronts added up, they split. And to counter the temple in Jerusalem, the Samaritans built their own on Mount Gerizim in Samaria. So the road through Samaria was dangerous, as we can see from today's story, but especially for Jewish people. Most would take a detour around Samaria, not want to risk going through. With all these centuries of hostility, the Samaritan decides to break the mold. Not to act as his country people would have expected, not to act out of any written or unwritten codes about behavior towards Jews. He decides to act out of compassion, the first law, the law of love, which he would have learned, as any Jew would have learned, from the Mosaic law, love of God, love of neighbor. Except, of course, he didn't think, as others would have thought, that his neighbor was just other Samaritans, or as a Jewish person might have thought that his or her neighbor would be other Jews. Instead, the Samaritan became a neighbor to the one who needed him, even if he were one of the hated Jews. Wow, what a leap that was. Jumping over the usual codes of expected behavior, putting aside the usual measuring devices that a lot of people then and now use to decide who gets our help and who doesn't. I owe him a favor. He helped me out of a jam once. "Well, if I do this for her, you never know, I may need her help," someday. Of course I'll help. You're my brother. You're family. I'll contribute. After all, my kids go to that school. It's never, I'll help you because you're my enemy. The Samaritan did more than help the man get up on his way. After all, he was half dead. The Samaritan did a lot for the injured man, poured wine and oil on the man's wounds. They had healing benefits, the medicine of the day. Bandaged the wounds, lifted him and put him on his animal, took him to an inn, cared for him there, and the next day leaves money for his care with the innkeeper, and a blank check, in effect, for his care. He promises to come back to see how the man is. What was it that caused compassion to spring up so spontaneously and generously? I guess there are many possibilities. But those actions speak too much of God's ways. They had to come from God, because that's how God is with us. He probably had a deep, profound experience of this God. Come to know God's love and forgiveness personally. Had he realized what it meant to be a child of God firsthand? And had he decided to act accordingly, to act with compassion as God had acted with him? His own family and friends back home might call him a fool and recite a list of wrongs done by the Jews to his people. But the man's not working on the merit system. He's not basing his actions on who deserves his help or who's helped him in the past and deserves a returned favor. He's acting the way God acts, graciously, to the surprise of undeserving people. Those who need him, he responds, just like God. How do we know this? Well, we don't know it for sure. It's not in the story. Except how else to explain this uncharacteristic behavior when a human being acts so much beyond the expected? How do we know this? Well, it's a parable of Jesus, and it's typical of Jesus' ways of acting and what he does in parables. The parables don't tell us about people who have done something good and get a reward. That doesn't attract God's attention. The parables are about things lost and found, about undeserving people who are helped, about those who don't work a full day and still get a full day's salary, unearned, about wandering sheep brought back to the flock by a concerned shepherd. It's a parable. It's typical of Jesus to tell a parable like today's, a parable of surprise, of tender, undeserved care for the wayside wounded. It is a parable about God, isn't it? A parable about grace. Now that we realize that, how are we going to behave? What will we do the next inconvenient time someone needs our help? When someone who doesn't deserve it asks for forgiveness. When a legislature debates health care reform and some want to eliminate it even for legal immigrants and their children, calling them undeserving. When our parish asks for volunteers to feed the hungry, clothe the poor, visit the local hospital, visit the jail. The parable is about a risky and foolish foreigner who stops on a dangerous road to help a wounded enemy. The parable is about our God in Jesus, who noticed us, came over to our side, healed our wounds, stayed with us, and took a chance on us, and does that over and over again, keeps coming back. And the parable, of course, is about us. A parable that now, this day, Jesus puts before us with a challenge not mysterious or beyond us or reserved to a few special people. No, it's a challenge for each of us, those of us who heard the parable. Go, do likewise.